Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org. So carefully, let's start living dangerously.
Good morning, NOCO, live from the Allo Communications Studios. I am Tanner Schwimp, Brian Gary. Feeling that one, right?
No, but it had that groove that made me feel like I was on Soul Train, which, you know, gets me up every morning.
Is that right?
Oh, that's what you wake up to? I have an alarm of Don Cornelius' voice that says, get up, it's time to dance. And that's why I start the day.
Good to know. I do not. I just have your typical annoying alarm clock.
That's all I have, too. It just sounded kind of cool. It'd be great to have that.
You had me hook, line, and sinker. Welcome back into the Allo Communications Studios. Also joining us is Cody Wilson, Denver and Front Range Weather. Cody, how are you, my man?
I'm swell.
Wait a minute. What kind of voice is that?
Oh, it's that dawn alarm, isn't it?
Is it really?
I want to buy one.
Sounds like Batman slipped in there at some point as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's Clint Eastwood, Batman, or just a sexy man.
I'm Batman.
Am I going to be able to herd the cats this morning?
No.
That's whatever. Yeah, that's okay.
You've lost control.
You're good. Yes. This weekend, we saw the weather pattern break in a big way.
Big time.
What were some of the totals of snow that we saw across Colorado?
The highest total I heard was 30 inches.
Holy cow.
North of Cotopaxi, which is near the Salida region, about 10,000 feet in elevation. So if you go west of Pikes Peak, that's where some of the heaviest totals were at.
Holy cow.
But I have a bunch of people on my Facebook page. I've coined the FOMO group of El Paso County. FOMO is fear of missing out, because they had the worst winter and spring in the history of ever. 12 to 18 inches fell in parts of Colorado Springs with this storm. And they were jumping for joy and sending me pictures.
Oh, I'm making it all over.
But so this storm was incredible in terms of moisture content. We weren't expecting much up here, and that obviously verified. But we've still got a couple more days, and obviously we can hear the rain hitting the ceiling here this morning. So, yeah, much improved change compared to what we've been dealing with.
No, I thought you called this right on, because people only hear the part of the forecast they want to hear. They hear snow could be heavy.
Yep.
They think right there. When you listen to the qualifiers, now in northern Colorado, another mile an hour of wind or another degree drop or rise here or there can completely change what we're getting for moisture.
Yep.
We got very beneficial rain here without the freeze. I don't think we could have done better than we did here in northern Colorado.
Yep, I agree. It was best case scenario for Weld County. And when people ask why we didn't get anything up here, the two things I tell them, one, this time of the year it's hard, but elevation has a lot to do with it. And two, you have to think about how wind interacts with the terrain. When the wind comes out of the northeast, that is not a favorable direction for snow here in Greeley. In fact, it's not favorable for about the northern half of the Front Range. But when you get into the south Denver suburbs and you hit the foothills and the Palmer Divide, that's where they get smacked. And that's exactly what happens.
Well, and we needed, not to sound like that guy, but we needed the moisture pretty desperately. Yeah. And it makes up a whole lot of ground. You know, the question that I asked you on Friday, too, and I want to go back to it to see if your answer has changed, is this going to break us out of that weather pattern that we were in, where it was just your 80 to 90 degree weather, the wind was just coming no matter what day of the week it was? Is this the weather break that we needed?
Yes and no. So yes, in the terms that the we talk about monotony, right? What we experienced for most of April and the first half of May was dry, hot, windy, fire danger. The fire danger obviously is not there right now, but starting Thursday and going into Friday, we are going to be back in the 80s. The caveat is, looking at the forecast model data, we're going to start slowly transitioning into our normal garden variety thunderstorms. So the winds aloft are going to relax some, which means there's less wind down here at the surface. And you just get those garden variety thunderstorms that pop up in the afternoon, the ones we desperately need or else we would be in a constant drought.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, so I'll fine-tune that forecast as we say goodbye to May and say hello to June. But for right now, we're gonna finally start saying goodbye to the strong jet stream that's just bringing these stupid blowy winds for the last 2 months.
It has been absolutely insane as far as the wind has gone, but this moisture going to help immensely.
Yeah.
Good heavy snow up in the mountains. That I saw footage of people hitting. It was the last day of skiing when they got, you know, an additional dumping of snow.
Yep.
Had to be absolute heaven for those saying goodbye to the slopes over the weekend.
And I love Winter Park. I went to Winter Park a lot this past winter, and they were able to keep Mary Jane open until the third week of May, which is incredible. It 350 inches of snow at Winter Park this year after one of the most abysmal starts to any winter we've ever seen. So pretty miraculous recovery.
Talking with Cody Wilson, Denver and Front Range weather. So as we talked about, we were looking out there this morning throughout as well. This looks like the storm that would roll around right about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's here a little earlier. What can we expect here in Northern Colorado, not only today, but throughout the rest of the week?
So if you looked on my Facebook page this morning, there's actually thunder snow occurring around Cheyenne and Livermore this morning. It's where the center of low pressure is moving through this morning, kind of between Laramie and Cheyenne. It crossed over 287. There was a whiteout. I posted a video of that on the page before I
saw that. Yeah.
Pretty crazy stuff. That's going to move off to the east, and then there's another storm coming in right behind it for tonight and going into the day on Tuesday. That will affect mainly the southern and eastern third of Colorado. I'm not expecting much moisture here in Greeley. If the storm tracks more to the north, we could get more. But for our friends along and north of I-70 and out on the eastern plains where the pastures are dry and brown and gross right now, they're going to get some much-needed rain tonight and tomorrow.
That sounded like lyrics to a song, where the pastures are brown and gross.
Where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Yeah, didn't sound as pretty. Sorry.
No, you're good. I appreciate it. Dwight Yoakam wrote that song. we had a lively conversation off air about great. Dwight Yoakam earlier this morning.
Love that one. Little Brown Fields.
Yep,
that's a great song.
He's a treasure.
So as you look through today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, I mean, what temperature-wise, where are we going to be sitting?
So we're going to be in the low 60s today. We're going to struggle to get to 60 with the storm tonight and going into tomorrow. We'll be back in the low 70s Wednesday, and then Mother Nature cranks up the thermostat as we head into the weekend. We'll probably be in the mid to upper 80s. And then I'm seeing another change with a cool down towards the end of the weekend around Sunday and going into next week. Obviously, the drama's in the details. Stay tuned. I'll keep you updated.
Just quickly, Cody.
Yeah.
Yesterday, 14th anniversary of the Windsor tornado. This is that time of year when those things tend to pop up. Is this officially like the beginning of tornado season right here towards the end of May?
For Colorado, if you look at climatology, which the numbers go back to 1950, obviously we've talked about Weld County being number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So most tornadoes, I say most, 99% of the tornadoes we get here are short-lived and fairly small, but they do produce damage nonetheless. And obviously Windsor was the rare exception to the rule. Starting this time of the year, to answer your question, and going through about July and August is when we really need to start paying attention to thunderstorms, because winds, when they interact with the terrain around here, when we get outflow boundaries and interact with each other, the thunderstorms around here are just so unpredictable. You just need to be aware of your surroundings at all times and make sure you have a plan in place if you need to take shelter.
Well, and I think the Chris Vanderveen earlier made a good point, too. A lot of those tornadoes that we do see here, obviously in Weld County, but the eastern parts and things like that, and in Colorado as a whole, they're mostly out on the eastern plains.
Yeah.
It's very rare you see a tornado of that magnitude that close to the mountains.
Right, right. But what I tell people is you can get a tornado anywhere under the right conditions. Anywhere. There was a stretch between 2017 and 2020 where there was a hotbed of tornadoes in southeast Wyoming, particularly along the Laramie mountain range, which is at and above 7,000 feet in elevation.
Well, now that's weird.
Yeah, there's some of the most photogenic tornadoes I have ever seen, one of which was just north of Laramie. And people are like, that's in the mountains. They don't get tornadoes up there. Wrong-o. You can get tornadoes anywhere under the right conditions.
Wrongo. He should be like the host of a weather game show.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that would be very, very well suiting for him.
Yes, it would. No question.
So do you remember where you were 14 years ago yesterday?
Yeah. So I was still in Oregon. I was getting ready to graduate high school. And I remember coming into Greeley for the very first time in August of 2008. We're coming into town on 34, getting ready to cross 392 where you pass Promontory Park.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at the side of the road and looking at the median and looking at my dad. And I asked him, does it look like a tornado crossed the highway here not too long ago? Because all of the soil, the topsoil, had been pulled out of the ground. There was just a nice big old strip of disgusting brown where it looked like someone had either rototilled it or it had just been pulled up out of the ground. And I did not know at the time when I got to Greeley to go to UNC that there had that the Windsor tornado had occurred, because the internet and social media back then wasn't what it is today.
No, very true.
So when I had my first day of meteorology, one of the first topics we talked about was the Windsor tornado, and I'm like, that's what that was. That's nuts. So, yeah, and obviously I've learned a lot more in the last 14 years about that.
Well, thank God for that. Otherwise, your weather page wouldn't be nearly the success it is. Good Lord.
Thank you for pointing that out.
But I've learned
Preach.
A bit since
what
then.
What I've learned is...
I think you can say comfortably that at one point you knew more about weather than Cody did.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Now, just you can say that out now.
Well, I always could, but now I have basis.
Proof.
When
yeah,
he was a
right.
fetus,
right.
I was at least 5 percentage points better in my forecast than he was.
Yeah, yeah. You're a blessed man.
I really am.
Yeah.
I am.
Cody Wilson, Denver Front Range Weather. Check out the Facebook page, Denver and Front Range Weather. You got Cody the Weather Guy podcast coming up here as well today. You'll be looking for that right around noon here on 1310KFKA.com. Got a lot to cover throughout. And Cody, of course, will be talking with you again on Friday.
You got it. Thank you. Thank you, boys.
Right, what a way to sandwich the week.
Mm. That is, right?
Yeah.
Started and end it with Cody Wilson.
You're my wonder bread.
Hashtag blessed.
There you go. 8:50 the time. Good Morning NoCo wraps up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.